Okay, World Wrestling Entertainment is no longer just about large men in small shorts walloping each other in front of jeering crowds. The company behind the shows SmackDown and Raw has started an independent film studio. It makes action movies, comedies, and even small serious films, starring the likes of Danny Glover, Ned Harris. NPR's Netta Ullaby reports.
Ted DiBiase Jr. is old-school wrestling royalty.
How much can DiBiase take?
His dad was a wrestler. His granddad was a wrestler. So was his grandmother. But now, Ted DiBiase Jr. is really into acting.
You actually get more takes. You know, if you mess up on something, it's like, can I do that again? I don't ever get that option with Monday Night Raw. This is great.
DiBiase is built, blue-eyed, and seems as wholesome as a bowl of Wheaties. So it's no surprise the WWE had him anchor an action flick.
What do you think you're doing here?
They're separatists.
The Marine 2 went straight to DVD when it came out 2 years ago. Reviews were unkind. That's been generally true of most WWE movies so far. Wrestling blogger Kevin Eck saw The Marine for one 6'2", 250-pound reason. Its star, wrestler John Cena.
It amazes me that a guy like John Cena has so much charisma oozing out of him when he plays his wrestling character. But I think in the movies that he's done so far, he comes across kind of wooden.
Intel confirmed. 9 hostiles, 3 Marines.
Ghost 2, you are not to engage. Alpha Team is on its way.
No time.
You'd think going from pro wrestling to acting would be intuitive. It's all performance art, right? But Kevin Eck, who's also a sports editor for the Baltimore Sun, says wrestlers' spectacular showmanship is ill-served by the small, tightly controlled space of movie sets.
You don't get to ad-lib, and you don't get to interact with an audience. You don't have that rush of being in front of 15,000 people, millions watching you live on TV.
From behind, Sheamus!
WWE is a formidable global entertainment company. Revenues last year topped $470 million. Only about 4% of that came from the film studio. But it's still one of the company's fastest-growing divisions. Kevin Eck's theory as to why involves the WWE's notorious chairman.
If you know Vince McMahon or know his reputation at all, he's clearly a control freak. And I think what he doesn't want to happen is for anyone to get as big as The Rock. Dwayne The Rock Johnson is no longer property of WWE, so I think they learned from that.
The Rock's small part in 2001's The Mummy Returns led to a new career when the movie made over $400 million.
Haku Machete!
Now he's left the ring for the screen and co-starring with such lofty thespians as Anthony Hopkins and Michael Caine. And he'd prefer that you call him Dwayne Johnson. WWE studio head Mike Pavone used to write and create TV shows. He says, compared to certain actors, pro wrestlers bring a reliable work ethic to movies.
They show up on time, they know their lines, they hit their marks, they're performers, they get it. I'll take these guys any day.
The hope is that their movies will bring a new audience to the WWE and expand the company's brand.
You get so much credibility from a Patricia Clarkson or an Ed Harris.
That's 4 Oscar nominations, Ed Harris. He has the lead in an upcoming WWE film, a period film set in the 1960s. He plays a high school teacher accused of being gay.
I guess I just don't know how my private life has any bearing on my ability as a teacher.
It's like the WWE's The Children's Hour. But why would an Ed Harris or a Patricia Clarkson do a World Wrestling Entertainment film?
It's about money, and it's about availability.
Mike Pavone says WWE's fast shoots are easily squeezed into stars' busy schedules. His friendship with an A-list casting director helps, too. As for WWE wrestler Ted DiBiase Jr., in the ring, he's a heel, a bad guy. What would he like his next movie to be?
I'll be honest with you. I'm a sucker for chick flicks.
Cage matches, choke slams, chick flicks. To make it in show business, it's not bad to have a little something for everyone. Netta Ullaby, NPR News.